All right, listen, I got a whole lot of stuff to cover on the show today, so we'll jump right in here momentarily. Let me do the Right Side Way opening monologue with you. And I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, he is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee, and sponsor daily of the Right Side Way. I'll tell you more about him in a minute. All right, look, I've been watching, I know you have too, I've been watching lately as the race baiters and the charlatans have seen their storylines begin to unravel. I mean, it's really unraveling as fast as the lies that they spread. By the way, I'm a white guy. Can I say that? I did. I'm a white guy, and I'm allowed to have an opinion on this. Look, over the past 5 years, we have watched the screaming leftists tell us that racism permeates every aspect of this wonderful society that we all live in. I mean, they will tell us that we are not only racist, but that we're even born racist. We're also born privileged or maybe even unprivileged. And then they swoop in to protect us from ourselves because they and only they can defeat the specter of racism by revising history to make sure we know how racist we really are. They'll tear down monuments and statues that could have been, you know, seen in their version of history to promote racism. Never mind that the history they rely on is the one they just rewrote. They're going to rename streets and military bases every time they get a chance, promote reverse discrimination by doing away with merit. And so far, they were successful, but we're turning back the page on that. Merit-based hiring and promotion is coming back. Well, the left will attempt also to enact curriculums in schools containing things like critical race theory, or the New York Times-sponsored historical revision known as the 1619 Project. The hypocrisy of race baiters and charlatans really knows no bounds. Like when Black Lives Matter, as an organization, will tell you that you're racist if you dare say all lives matter, at the same time failing to account for the millions that flooded into their coffers that we now learn was spent buying luxury mansions. Or how about the Southern Poverty Law Center, based right here in Montgomery, Alabama, who allegedly stands for freedom from oppression, but they had an internal battle most recently when massive claims of harassment by their own staff were exposed. But like I said, the leftist anger industrial complex division of racism is falling apart right before our very eyes. President Trump issued two executive orders in the last few days. Two executive orders that are working to undo the left-wing racism lies. The first is one that I'll describe to you. It was signed last night. President Trump has now ordered national parks and museums who receive federal funds to restore all monuments and exhibits that were torn down or removed during the left's great history purge of the past few years. Statues of Thomas Jefferson and Christopher Columbus, even inexplicably at times Abraham Lincoln, were all destroyed or removed or warehoused. They are ordered to go back in now. The other was the Trump executive order earlier in the week that I told you about, where he was issuing an order designed to preserve the integrity of voting in America by requiring proof of citizenship, which, by the way, is going to, by necessity, require proof of ID. But that's racist, said all the liberal white Karens in academia. Look, later in the show, I'm going to play a montage for you of white folks and black folks all being interviewed about the insulting manner in which liberal race baiters claim that skin color makes it hard to get an ID. Come on. Trump knows it ain't hard. All God's children know it ain't hard. But liberal race baiters and charlatans need you to believe that it's too hard to get an ID because, you know, racism. But let me clear the air on something. Like I said earlier, I'm a white guy. Huh. Born that way. There's no cultural appropriation. It's real. I'm a white guy. Mom and dad were both white, so the natural order of things is that I would be too. And scripture, by the way, tells me that I was fearfully and wonderfully made and that God knew me even as he knit me together in my mother's womb. So me being a white guy apparently was part of God's plan, the same as anyone else who was born white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Martian, whatever. But the mere fact that God saw fit in his infinite wisdom for me to be born white does not in any way negate my right or ability to form an opinion about matters of racism. Look, I'm a man, but I have a right and an ability to form an opinion about abortion. I'm an American, but I've got a right and an ability to form an opinion about foreign policy. I'm not personally physically challenged or having special needs, but I helped to pass laws that dealt with those issues because, you know what, sometimes we're allowed to speak into things we might not have walked in. My point is that before I go any further in my commentary here, we need to all understand debate means debate. Debate does not mean shouting someone down or discarding their opinions because they haven't walked a mile in your shoes. So yeah, I'm white, but I also have a brain. I also know where I am. I know where I came from. Therefore, I can talk about racism and so can any of you. I have actual rights, and so do you. But that's the goal, though, of left-wing race baiters and charlatans. You are first going to be disabused of the ill-conceived notion that you are worthy to have an opinion on any matter, especially one of race, if you have not or are not of the demographic that their champion is being oppressed. The problem with that line of thinking, though, is it creates a circular argument. It's one in which they wind up only talking amongst themselves. They get inside their own bubble. Nobody else is allowed to speak, so only they can speak. But they only feed off each other. Therefore, they shut down other discussion because, you know, you don't like to deal with someone who looks and disallows reasons and discourse. So, yeah, circular firing squad is what it becomes, a predetermined outcome. It allows them to engage in revisionism. It creates a festering of the perceived wounds of the grievance because there's no healing that can ever happen in a circular gripe session, and yet that's what the race baiters want. They want everybody else to go away and let them have their own say. You can't have a say because you don't understand. They want societal wounds. Race baiters, they want festering, oozing, sucking racial chest wounds right in the heart of our society because that's how they make their money, their notoriety, and their power. Look, I have two beautiful grandchildren now. Raised our kids and they're wonderful adults, and now I have these two beautiful grandchildren who are both under the age of 6. And there's an innocence that I'm reminded of every time I see them. The world is full of wonder. There's potential friends on every playground. And while I believe that they are the best ones because they're my grandkids, so naturally I believe they're the best ones, they are also not so unique in their perspectives of the world. You see, despite what race baiters and charlatans would have us to believe, children like my grands, and all the rest of them, by the way, are not born with racist tendencies. It's a learned behavior. They are not born as an oppressor or an oppressed by virtue of their skin color. They just aren't. It defies logic and reason, and anyone who has held a small child knows that line of thinking is not only wrong, it's just evil. I've also, by the way, lived and worked and served all over the world. At least 7 foreign countries and 12 of our United States. I've seen oppressive governments, and I've seen the effects they can have, and this is not that. Do I get mad at various aspects of governance and whacked out public policy? Sure, every single day. But I wouldn't trade where I live or the systems of governance we have for anything. And knowing what I know, and having seen what I've seen, I am convinced that the race baiters and the charlatans who preach the hateful rhetoric that this great nation is somehow systemically racist, or that white supremacy is the gravest, most prolific threat to our society, and that the sins of the past must somehow by necessity be thrust upon the generations of the present like some great burden that we have to carry around? Well, I'm not having it. And I'm a white guy, but I can still have that opinion. And my opinion is that while racism may still exist, certainly, we are not racist as a people. I also believe, by the way, it is necessary to teach the past, the actual past. There's no need to gloss it over. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I was taught about slavery in school growing up. I was taught by my parents that racism was wrong and that prejudice creates division, but it is possible to teach the wrongs of history with accuracy while not also accusing the current generation of somehow being complicit with our past. You see, no child of modern America has ever owned a slave or been a slave, but we can still teach the wrongs of slavery. The world should know about the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The world should know who Bull Connor was, but the children of the 21st century are not modern Bull Connors. I believe that Alabama sits squarely in the middle of the world history. We have been both the seat of the Confederacy and the centerpiece of the modern civil rights movement. We have had governors who stood in the door of the schoolhouse, and we've had governors who flung wide the gates to move us away from that era. So you teach it all. You teach it all. No skew and no spew. But understand this. When we accept the fact that a white guy can have an opinion about racism, when we accept the fact that bad things did happen in the past, but that not all things are bad, when we push back on the notion that children are somehow born racist, when we push back on the notion that any of these things are real, the race baiters and charlatans, they're going to scream and they're going to writhe in pain. They're going to lash out because that's what they do. They make noise. They cause division. It's all they do. Hateful thoughts left unabated will breed hateful rhetoric, which left unchallenged leads to hateful action, which left unchecked causes hateful division. So yeah, I'm a white guy. And I can say that I believe racism is wrong. From both sides of the argument, it's wrong. And the sooner that the race baiters and the charlatans realize that we're not going to be cowed down by their endless frizzies, the better off we're all going to be. This is not a systemically racist nation. It is not. race baiters. I, for one, am not taking the bait. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.